I don't understand what Paul is saying.
Paul, do you understand really why someone understand. Might tear their hair out and talk to you?
Really?
I'll tell you, that's why your show was
What happened to the building?
These are not easy questions.
But what happened to the building?
All right, let's start with something more simple.
The other thing, were those aircraft parts that were found in the building on the ground, were those just plants?
In the building. Nothing was found in the building.
There were pieces of the engine.
If people go to paulagloria.com, what I'm going to do is keep track of all of these questions and meticulously and do what I didn't do.
What is she saying?
Or you can just read the New York Times and realize the plane flew into the World Trade Center.
Let's get nuts. I believe
the New York Times, just a second. The New York Times, Forbes magazine, the Wall Street Journal never would have made me $5 million. And Congress said, we shouldn't be doing it this way because truck drivers are becoming millionaires.
I'm kind of shocked to see you have a decent body. Let's talk about something a little bit more real here.
She's probably hot.
I bet you.
My body got better since I embraced the no planes theory. Because when you have true knowledge coming through, you're more awake, more alive, less, you're not depressed.
How old abroad are you?
So I
got
to accept the no planes theory?
You're 56?
56.
And you're in pretty good shape.
Well, I'm gonna offer to teach skills in nonviolent communication. I'm gonna be at St. Mark's Church this Sunday with the 9/11 movement because they have different.
Can you possibly explain to me what you're talking about with the 9/11 movement? You think we went to war over 9/11, but you think they were cartoon images strung together by someone to dupe us?
Well, I'm saying after 3 years, that's what I believe.
I see.
But initially, there's different strategies to achieve getting out of war.
Right. So the World Trade Center did go down, in your opinion, but not because of planes.
Right.
And what do you think brought down the building?
That was perfectly said.
What brought down the buildings?
I mean, you'd create connections of empathy with everybody.
What brought down the buildings?
I'm going to defer to the experts.
Uh-huh. What do they say?
Are any in the room?
There's different experts.
What do you believe brought down the buildings?
I believe some of the experts are war criminals.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, Robin. That should be clear.
You might have asked her already. Did you ever do, like, acid and stuff like that?
Twice.
Yeah, I think
when I was 19.
You might have done too much.
Yeah. Hi. My name's Ruben, by the way.
Oh, Ruben, go ahead.
Okay. I worked at 120 Broadway on the 19th floor, one block from the World Trade Center. I was in a cubicle facing the World Trade Center when the first plane hit and it shook the building. We opened the shades. We were watching office furniture falling out of the building and paper on fire, and I was watching along with 15 other people as the second plane entered the second tower. And I can say for a fact, it was definitely a plane.
You're going to ruin Paula's fun with that information.
You know, I know she's wacky, and I know she's a little confused, but if there's one thing I want her to be clear about is that it was a plane that entered.
Mike was there firsthand and saw the plane actually slice through the building. How do you answer that?
Well, here's an example of nonviolent communication skills. He's asking me, based on his authority, to accept something. Nonviolent communication says if you can exchange information, then you have a chance of connections, power with as opposed to power over. He seems like a very powerful person, very assertive.
Paula, what do you think of the fact that the guy, he seems like a legitimate guy, a regular working man.
But I don't know him.
Oh, so you think he's lying?
I don't know.
Why would he lie about something?
What's his motivation?
Well, I know.
What's in it for him?
He may well not be lying, but people may not really know what they're seeing.
So, do we believe a guy who was standing on Worth Street or somebody who was in an ashram in India all occurred?
Yeah, do you think?
And getting all this information secondhand 3 years later.
Do you think my grandmother's an asshole who lies about her family being wiped out in the Holocaust and watching them being shipped off on trains?
That's a very serious.
To
call your grandmother a liar.
No, I'm saying
I would hardly do that. I mean, I have the premier Holocaust, the first plaintiff in the case.
I don't know what she's saying.
She's supporting that the Holocaust happened.
The Holocaust happened. Yeah.
I think there are things that should be looked at. Like, why isn't she getting her money when she's the first plaintiff? What's going on?
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're saying. I'm just so confused. Marianne from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Lady, you're a total nut job, but you know what? December 11th, you're totally off base. We lost my sister-in-law, but there's something about your voice that's incredible, and you're very It's like very soothing and very likable. I just can't even explain it.
All right, she finds your voice soothing. Frosty, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, I just wanted to ask Paula if she could talk dirty to me with that voice while I jerk off.
Would you be willing to do that, Paula, help this guy masturbate?
I don't think I have to talk dirty for you to do that.
No, not really.
She does have a sexy voice.
It's a very
I mean, it's your choices. I'm trying to give people different choices. God is choice.
What do you want her to
say? Put your cock between my tits.
All right, would you say something like that to him?
No, the choice.
Yeah,
the choice would be. This is the 9/11.
Can you say something sexy? Can you say something porno? Can you say something sexy to him?
He doesn't even care.
Talk about 9/11 some more. He's almost done. What do you want to say?
On YouTube, that's what they've done. They've inserted images, and so a person might be almost.
Talk about the gash in the building.
Oh my God, cartoons. Insert
your he's done.
Insert your cock like they inserted images.
Thank you so much, Paula and Artie.
All right. Well, anyway, let me tell you that tonight, and I'm sure Rusty will be calling in, tonight Paula will be on Howard 101. We're going to give her a whole hour to say whatever she wants.
Wonderful.
Check out Paula's show, Farther Down the Rabbit
Hole. No, I'm going to call it Total Penetration to explain how we were hypnotized during 9/11 and what sex has to do with it. So I'm changing it for your milieu.
For our channel,
yes. Farther Down the Rabbit Hole is about going into topics more deeply. Total Penetration is going into 9/11 more deeply. And
how much money do you
and
have?
And the Holocaust and the moon thing.
We'll you work for free at the moon. You work for free at public access. How do you make any money?